AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. House Democrats are weighing in on the infrastructure negotiations between President Biden and Senate Republicans. They're calling for a public works boost that would dedicate about $547 billion to roads, public transit systems, and rail programs. The proposal comes as Biden tries to wrap up negotiations with Republicans. He's expected to talk again today with their lead, Senator Shelley Moore Capito. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president has presented a 15% minimum corporate tax as a way of paying for his infrastructure bill.
This is a component of what he's proposed for a pay for that he's lifting up as a question as to whether they could agree to that, because it certainly doesn't violate anything about the 2017 taxes. So that's what he's putting forward as an idea that he's asking them where their point of view is.
AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports Biden's proposals for deterring tax avoidance by multinational companies are being discussed ahead of next week's G7 summit.
President Biden's push for a global minimum corporate tax of at least 15% has unblocked stalled global tax negotiations and raised prospects of an agreement this year, although key aspects such as the actual rate remain to be decided. An endorsement from the G7 could help build support for a deal in ongoing talks among more than 140 countries being held in Paris.
Health authorities are trying to determine whether heart inflammation could be a rare side effect in teens after the second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. An article in Pediatrics looks at 7 teenage boys in several states who received Pfizer shots in April or May and developed chest pain within a few days. None became critically ill. European Union and British regulators have opened dual antitrust investigations into Facebook, examining whether its practices in classified advertising give it an unfair advantage. This is AP News. Hurricanes and lightning in the NHL playoffs last night. AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Hurricanes are within 2-1 in their second-round series following a 3-2 overtime win against the Lightning, leaving the home team 0-3 thus far. Carolina blew a 2-0 lead before Jordan Staal netted a power play goal 5:57 into the extra session. Peter Mrazek stopped 35 shots in his first appearance of the postseason.
It's all about preparation, so, I was just trying to be ready as much as possible and, see if I get a game, and I'm happy that, I got one and we won tonight.
Brett Pesce and Sebastian Aho scored 2:25 apart early in the second period, but Braden Point tallied 77 seconds later before setting up Alex Killorn's goal late in the second. Game 4 is Saturday. I'm Dave Ferry.
Last night's other game also went to overtime with the Bruins 2-1 victors over the Islanders. Boston now has a 2-1 edge in that series. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.